8:39 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. We're also live on Facebook, so if you want to go back and listen to anything that's happened since 6 a.m., there's a lot that happens between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., you can do that. But right now we're so excited because we get to visit with one of our faves, President and CEO of Visit York County, Billy Dunlap. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Billy, wow. What a weekend in York County to begin with.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Great events, great crowds. You know, if you were out and about in Rock Hill or York County, anywhere in York County this weekend, you saw what was going on, just packed everywhere.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah, from the BMX track, you had the Nationals, all the way to the events happening downtown Rock Hill, the Sports and Events Center, all the way up to Fort Mill and all the way west out there in western York County. Would you say there wasn't a single hotel room available in York County?
Not a single hotel room. The new Holiday Inn Express and Suites right there beside where Manchester, mm-hmm. events at Manchester used to be, they opened this past week.
Oh, they did? Just oh, great.
Simply because they had rooms booked in preparation for this weekend. So they were able to get open and just a great weekend. Great weekend. Mm.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's like, why are we building all these hotels? This is why.
This is why. Yeah, yeah. It was, and it was hotels throughout York County.
Oh, absolutely.
Just completely sold out. Just a great weekend.
And an economic impact. Mm. I mean, what we've got to look at is sometimes there's a little bit of like, why the traffic? But how does it impact us financially when we see this type of activity in our county?
Well, you know, these great events, and through our partnership with Rock Hill PRT, you know, they do a great job with their facilities and the events that were able to come in this weekend. It creates economic impact through really everything, but predominantly hotels, restaurants, and attractions. You know, we haven't run numbers from this past weekend, but I'm going to guesstimate that we're going to be in the $5 to $6 million worth of economic impact, and that's money that's directly spent in York County, shopping, eating, buying gas, and that benefits everybody.
Yes, a stimulus.
That benefits everybody.
And that was just this past weekend.
That's just
alone.
This past weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it's safe to say that tourism, even though it has been coming online, it's basically looks like it's all full speed ahead at this point.
Well, it's starting with this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, we've had, you know, through our partnership with PRT, there's been events every weekend, specifically mm-hmm. at the Sports and Events mm-hmm. Center. But now, you know, now that the weather's starting to warm up, Cherry Park's going to ramp up. Manchester Meadows is going to ramp up. We had a great track and field event at Winthrop University this past weekend as well. So you're going to start to see more and more and more as the weeks go. So, you know, sports tourism has really carried us as far as hotels and restaurants and attractions over the last few months, and that's going to continue to do so.
Well, with all the tourism events that continue to come here and more on the horizon, you want to continue to build up your workforce.
Yeah.
And that's why Visit York County has this hospitality workforce and scholarship opportunity. And talk a little bit about that, because you're basically training the next generation, right, of tourism leaders here in town.
Yeah, and this is all about just, you know, letting students know that hospitality and tourism is a career path. It can start off by being a you know, working behind the counter at Chick-fil-A, and then all of a sudden you become a manager, and next thing you know, you're an operator. It's doing those things and making sure that those students know that that is a career path. So we've got the scholarship that's available to any high school student that's going to college, or any college student that's on that career path. And this is something that we used to do through our Partners in Tourism group, and now we're doing it specifically through Visit York County. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just working to try to identify those students and try to help them on that path.
And this scholarship is really, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just chump change.
Right, right.
It's some good incentive.
Exactly. And it's just getting the students, you know, working with them and getting them to understand that in the hospitality industry you can make a career out of it. And we're seeing this now because just like this past weekend, you know, our restaurants and hotels and attractions were maxed out. And they're not quite ready to be maxed out yet. They're still struggling finding workers. They're still struggling finding people to man different hours. You know, we actually had a restaurant here this weekend that wasn't able to open because they couldn't get enough workers. So it's kind of the perfect storm right now. We got a ton of tourism coming in, but we're not ramped up quite yet to be ready to meet that need. And this goes towards being able to help that.
How do they find out about it? If someone listening is going, oh, my goodness, that's me. He just described me.
You can reach out to us at Visit York County, visityorkcounty.com. You know, we've got the application. Guidance counselors at the high schools have the applications. We've also got information that we're sending out to all of our higher education areas as well.
Yeah, this is a $2,000 scholarship.
$2,000 scholarship, and we've done this over the last couple of years through our Partners in Tourism group. But now, you know, we're excited about being able to identify that student.
All right, yeah. So it's to a York County student pursuing a tourism-related undergraduate program at a college or university of their choosing.
Yes.
Great. Well, you're training the next generation, especially if they're from here. You know, wherever they go to college, hopefully they'll come back and they'll continue to put in more sweat equity here at home.
Absolutely.
So they know the playing field.
Exactly. And this is so exciting because I had no idea until, you know, working here and having opportunities to talk to so many people about the grants and the scholarships. Where there is a will, there is a way. I mean, you can figure out a way if you don't have any money to find some assistance getting through college. And especially if what you love is in the hospitality industry, which if you love people and you love that high pace of, you know, you feel good after a good day's work, go for it. Why not? Give it a shot.
Well, Billy and the crew over there at Visit York County, they'll take care of you.
Right. I appreciate that.
We know that for sure. All right. Billy Dunlap again, President, Executive Director of Visit York County. As always, sir, thank you so much.
Thank you.